This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. It's episode 140 of Thing. Look, enough about that, right? No, what's this? What is this? Right? What is that called when you press the button on a pen? Is that called closing the pen? Is it called shutting it down? Sheathing it? It's when you push the button and the nib disappears up the shaft, right? What is that called?
Masturbation.
It's not called masturbation, or nor is it foreplay. What is that called?
Clicking the pen.
No, but that doesn't explain or give meaning. You could click a pen without it sheathing.
Right. I think basically what you need to do to solve this dichotomy, this
dilemma,
there you go, not dichotomy, is to watch James Bond.
No, that's a bomb. It's not a pen. Stop confusing.
But he thinks it is a pen, and what does he do? He clicks his pen. He doesn't sheathe it.
Or unsheathe it.
Or unsheathe it, you utter freak.
No, I don't know what it's called. I'm saying, what is it called?
What do you call when you take the lid off a pen? What's that called?
Taking the lid off a pen and cap on it.
You're de-lidding.
De-lidding. Right, anyway, it's a podcast about Sunday papers. Did you get a Sunday paper?
I did.
Which one?
I got the Mirror.
Oh. God, I got the Mail on Sunday, so neither of us got a paper.
Well, you got the Sunday Fail, I got the Sunday Mirror, so...
What's your headline? Just to give us some context of what happened this week.
How can Simon do this to me?
Is that about Simon Cowell and Cheryl Cole?
That's about you and Cheryl Cole, because you've been blocking her text. No, you haven't been blocking her text, you've been texting her going, what's it called when... You hit an egg with a spoon. Is that called hitting an egg with a spoon?
That's cracking an egg. That's obvious. I've got Sam Cam goes to Ibiza rave, right? Bad enough that that ends with an exclamation mark. Then it says see page 3. And on page 3 it says Prime Minister's wife is spotted having it large in Ibiza. We've come a long way from Norma Major. And next to having it large, they've got an asterisk. And at the bottom it says asterisk. That's rave speak. For enjoying an absolutely super time.
Right. I mean, surely an asterisk would just speak Gaulish anyway.
You're galling.
Thank you.
Yeah, see?
You're an obelix.
You don't know what that is.
I know it's you masturbating, Simon. And I think it's quite disgusting.
I haven't got little
that.
Plastic balls.
You do. You've got your old clicker out.
Fine. Let's move on.
Have you got ink all over this?
All over what?
Podcast.
Are you suggesting that my semen is somehow inky?
I'm suggesting you're a squid.
Fine. I am not a squid.
You're a squid.
Like floppy and squidgy water.
It's because you're scared of sperm whales.
Well, who isn't? Don't tell me you're not scared. If you were asleep,
I'm not scared.
Right?
And
you woke up and a sperm whale was in your room, don't tell me you wouldn't be scared.
I'd just be like, oh no, not another one. Because I attract sperm.
You attract giant sperm whales.
No, there's no such thing as a giant sperm whale, Simon. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, no, stupid me.
Yeah.
Quite legitimate to find one in your room, but not a giant one.
I'm like a sperm magnet. That's what I am.
I'm so attractive.
What?
I have got the little Hitch, or Bizarro Hitch would probably be a better word for him.
Peter Hitchens.
This is Christopher Hitchens gone mad. He's sent a dispatch from China in Inner Mongolia. This is a city built for 1 million people, but no one lives here. Right? They've built this massive city in Inner Mongolia that no one lives in. And it's just falling apart. And he's pictured under these two giant bronze horses. They're like 8 stories high. They're massive.
Right.
And so he's gone to this city that they've built, which they thought would fill up with people, called Kangbashi. Just realised that sounds a bit dodgy. And it'd be a brilliant place to run around in, pretending you were in a post-apocalypse.
Isn't it more the case, though, that there was a city and they heard that Peter Hitchens is coming? I ran away?
No. No.
Oh, okay, that's unfair, isn't it?
Seen from space, Kang bashes a metropolis fit to hold 1 million busy, prosperous people.
But has it got any, like, industry there? Don't you need, like, farms or mines or industry?
Well, it's just down the road from a mine, a massive coal mine.
So why don't the miners live in the city?
Well, I don't know. To be honest, I couldn't read the whole article because someone stole the supplement off me and I've only just got it back. So I don't actually know how many people are there. So I'm just going to scan it whilst you tell me about your article.
How to stop putting it off. You know there's an important deadline looming, so I've decided to do the washing up or check your emails or not read your supplements in time.
That wasn't my fault. I was robbed.
Yeah, robbed, as in you thought, oh, I have a cup of coffee and didn't read it when you could have read it and didn't say, I'll give it to you in 5 minutes, did you?
The dog ate it.
So, this is a little article and I thought it was really good. And then it kind of bit me in the arse because I was reading it. And then most of the advice is actually given by a hypnotist called Dr. Steele.
Dr. Steele gives hypnotic advice.
Oh, no. It's Dominic Knight's hypnotist. I don't know what Dr. Steele is.
Right.
The author of The Procrastination Equation.
That is, The Procrastination Equation is the more I colour in all the circles in my written notes, the less I'll do.
Well, he's a bit weird because, you know, this is the mirror, so you don't actually get any science or interesting stuff. You just get the, oh, he says this, and you're meant to accept it. But it says that chronic dithering has increased from 5% of the population in the 1970s to 25% today. And the biggest reason is we're surrounded by distractions, and he basically blames the internet.
Sorry, I was reading my thing. What you're about? That was genuine. I didn't hear the start of it, but I heard the end of it. You were talking about distractions, and I did a funny joke. But I found out the answer to the question.
Okay.
They built it on 2 villages that had 1,500 people in them, and they thought that would be enough to fill up this city of 1.5 million people.
So what happened to the 1,500 people? Did they just fuck off?
I suppose so. I don't expect it's empty, but it's falling apart. They built a stadium, and after they used it once, it fell apart. They call it tofu projects, that they just build them and then use them once and they fall apart.
If they're made of tofu, I mean, it's not going to last long, mainly because that's basically num 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 num.
There
num,
is
num.
A giant yellow brick road, weirdly, so
cool.
it is very Wizard of Ozzy. Sorry, go on, distractions.
So, in order to break the habit, you've got to work that muscle, Simon. Willpower is like a muscle, says Dr. Steele. It weakens after a hard workout.
What muscle? I'm working it. Oh, yeah, okay. Baby. Oh, yeah. See, I'm doing a callback to a masturbation joke because muscle sounds a bit like penis.
No.
It does.
You're an idiot. Anyway, it's timing, energy and focus. According to them, and this is where I disagree, right?
Yeah.
We have about 4 golden hours of willpower between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. What? No, that is between about 6 p.m. and 2 a.m. with a little break around 9 p.m. because you never work around 9.
I agree that you can only do about 4 solid hours work a day unless you're like, you know, a real person who does proper work all day.
No, but even then they don't, you see, because they just check their emails all the time and, you know, commute.
Unless they live in an empty city where they could get a Ferrari and drive it through a herd of wildebeest that are walking.
You have to understand, readers, right, that Simon, have you ever had a real job? Like proper 9-to-5, 6 days a week or 5 days a week?
You don't even know how many days a week a proper job is.
Oh, no, it depends. If you're in retail, it's 6 days a week. When was the last time you had one of those?
10, 12, 15 years ago, maybe.
I last had them about 5 years ago because it was during my gap year. Still the best paid job I've ever had, my gap year job. And that was then.
Anyway, that's all by the by. I have an empty post-apocalyptic city being written about by The Little Hitch. You have rubbish.
I have, right? Instead of saying I'll do some housework this weekend, say I am going to spend 2 hours clearing out the loft. And
right,
then you'll
okay.
do it.
Okay, you've got to be definitive and exacting is what you're saying.
Yes.
I win.
No, you don't, Simon.
It's article or farcical. This is where Izzy will read out 4 headlines, 3 of which are real from the Sunday Mirror, 1 of which is made up from her brain, And it is my job to decide which are the articles and which is the farcical.
So in this section,
yeah,
I'm going to read out three articles from my paper and one article I made up. And Simon has to guess which one it is. Are you ready, Simon?
I said it more definitively and exacting.
Well, yeah, but you also said it whilst masturbating your clicker.
No,
I think that's what it should be called. It should be called either pen popping,
yeah,
or clitterature. Clitoris.
Playing with your clitoris.
Yes.
I always get a reaction when I play with the clitoris.
What, just giggling?
Yeah.
Giggling and just going, can you stop that? It's really irritating. Okay.
Yeah, we are talking about the end of a pen, aren't we?
All of these, you can guess which section all of these are from, Simon. Okay?
All right.
Zoom with a view.
Zoom with a view. Is that about a camera?
Nope.
Okay, I don't know what that's about then.
It's about biking on holiday and doing exciting sports.
Is this from the travel section?
Yay! Oh. Okay, number two.
Yeah.
Bed and bard.
Bed and bard?
Yes.
See, I get that that's probably about being in Stratford-upon-Avon, but I don't get the joke. Bed and bard. Oh, bed and board! Oh, I see. Right. Okay.
Okay. The Chelsea Power Show.
Is that about flower power?
It's about the Chelsea Flower Show.
How tedious.
Got a thing going, easel does it.
That's pretty good.
That somebody put an easel in the garden with no canvas in it, so it just frames bits of the garden.
Clever.
They're really clever. Annoying.
Yeah.
And finally, is this an article or is it a farcical? We're all going on Hollygay.
Hollygay?
Yes.
Do I really want to know what that's about?
It's about gay package holidays for single gay people.
Right. Okay. They're all rubbish.
Yeah.
That means one of them you've made up is rubbish. That means you're rubbish. That means you're all rubbish.
Yeah. I'm just agreeing with you because you're going to fail.
Well, you've gave me a lot of information about the Chelsea Power Show. The easel does it. So I wonder if that's a double bluff and you've kind of written a secondary headline to kind of flummox me. Zoom with a view, yeah, whatever. Bed and bard, that's too clever for you.
Oi!
So I think it's either we're all going on Hollygay, because that's really mindless and pathetic, so that's probably something you've made up.
Sorry, is that your final decision?
No, or Chelsea Power Show. Bed and bard is the one you've made up.
Seriously, Simon, the only reason I did this is because I really just wanted to hear you say Hollygay. I think it's the funniest word in the world.
It's the least funny word in the world.
And it's the funniest. That's why I made it up. You got it wrong, Simon.
I didn't. I said that's the one you made up.
No, you didn't. You said bed and bard was.
I think if you listen back, you'll hear me utter the words along the lines of it's rubbish and tedious and you must have made it up.
But you literally said something, there's a bit in there, where you said, we're all going on Hollygay.
Right, okay, fine.
I literally swallowed my own face. Try not to giggle at that. I say it again.
We're all going on Hollygay. Why is that funny? That isn't funny. Child. It's the randomizer, Skyzer. This is where we pick at random things from our supplements.
Is it really random though, Simon? Are we capable of being random? Aren't we all programmed by the machine?
Doesn't randomness actually have the appearance of non-randomness, especially when it comes to iPod Shuffle?
Yes.
Or something.
iPod Shuffle has to have a program in it so it isn't random, because otherwise it would repeat songs occasionally.
Yeah.
And that's not what people want. They don't actually want randomness. We all want patterns because we're all silly monkeys.
You can choose live or live. We don't know which it is, but we do know which it is. We were told once, but we don't remember if it's live or live. Or you, which is no longer the supplement of the year. They've removed that.
Oh, really? I want you, the X supplement of the year, which is just now shit.
Well, you've got You Sexy Beast. You've got Amanda Holden in a blue leather jacket.
Ooh.
And Pippa, what's her name?
Middle.
In that dress, apparently.
Oh, in the bum dress.
No, it's a different one. It's green, this one. So it's a different dress. I've never seen this dress. Sorry, I've never seen that dress. She's called P. Midi now, apparently. Anyway, between page 1 and 74.
P. Midi. Really?
Yes, really.
It sounds like an instruction from a doctor. I'll choose page 34.
34. God. You would have had to choose that, wouldn't you? It is The Frock That Rocked the World. Pippa Middleton's emerald dress caused a sensation at the royal wedding.
Emerald dress? I thought she wore a white one. I didn't watch the wedding.
This is the evening do, apparently.
Did
and
they
it's
film
that dress?
Ah. Oh.
It's that dress.
But that wasn't the one her ass looked good in. It was the white dress that her ass looked good in.
Possibly.
It's the white one. Because everybody was just imagining just putting Pippa Middleton's bent bottom up against their face and going...
P-Middy.
P-Middy. I quite like that.
Because that's the noise you make up against her bottom. My headphones just fell off.
Well, of course they did, Simon. That is the effect of Pippa Middleton.
What that can I choose?
P-Middy factor. I've got celebs on Sunday.
I'll choose celebs on Sunday then.
And... got the Homes and Garden. I'll
whatever.
Fine, do that. It's like from page 1 to 63.
I'll choose page 25.
25, okay.
That's not random.
I've got a picture of Ellie Goulding on the front wearing a green dress.
Oh, is it that dress?
No. It says on hanging out at the palace and why the world's most famous wedding singer is a right diva now.
Who is she?
I have no idea. Right, you just picked the summer dress special with 50 fab frocks.
Is it that dress special?
No, they've got print and brights. And,
I bet you any money there's a picture of Pipple Middleton. Pipple Middleton. Pipple Middleton. That's very bizarre.
That's why they call her P. Middy. Just call her P. Middy. It's easy. Right, you can choose print, which is someday your prints will come on of someday, oh my gosh, that sounds really bad if you say it too quick. Someday your prince will come on one of these little numbers.
We'll just leave it there, shall we? Okay, because we don't want to get sperm on our dress. We're not Monica.
I can't help it, Simon. I'm a magnet for the spunk. Spunk magnet. Spunk magnet.
If you're a spunk magnet,
yeah,
does that mean I can have a fanny magnet? In fact, I've got a fanny magnet. Like, every time I put it down, it just attracts fanny. I just walk around and a fanny. I don't mean fanny, do I? I mean paper clips. Anyway, right?
That's just an actual magnet.
Yeah, that's the joke.
Or it could be, imagine if all of the people on Dragon's Den were actual magnets rather than magnates.
Right.
And every time somebody came up with, like, a thing going, I've got this lovely metal clang against Theopithetus.
That wasn't funny until you said Theopithetus. I don't know why.
Yeah. Well, Theopithetus is a funny thing to say. It does sound really tasty. Oh, I'll have a Theopithetus, please. Just a small slice.
Better than fanny magnets. Anyway, it's the humdongerage. This is the worst bit. And it's the mail on Sunday, so inevitably, what have I got?
Oh, you know. No, you don't have to have the swelling, swollen cunt of Piers fucking... Blue Waffle Morgan.
Piers Morgan, the insider.
Oh,
horrible column, as always, but I'll just sum it up with his last two lines. Roseanne Barr posted the following tweet today. Piers Morgan, huge bore. I finally made it, he says. So there you go. But that isn't really my humdonger.
There's more.
This is my humdonger. It's the top 10 ebook downloads for the Kindle. And I'm not on it. That's why it's a humdonger.
Oh, poor Simon.
I was in the top 10 for the humour books, but I'm not in this top 10 for all books for the Kindle. Truth Dare Kill is number one.
Yeah, but it's not really, is it? Cause the stuff that mostly sells on the Kindle is porn.
Yeah, apparently the biggest selling genre on the Kindle is erotica, but they don't publish that. So if you see someone reading a Kindle, statistically, they're aroused.
That's something to click your pen out about later. I've got... Stop it. I've got your clicorous.
Did I by any chance say that my book's called Rotten Apple and is available on the Kindle?
Oh, God. And I've got a show at the Ox Fringe coming up on the 18th of June.
I thought that was seamless plugging, don't you?
I think that's beautiful. Right, Fiona McIntosh. McIntosh, not Macintosh. Which is Macintosh should be good. Should be a nice place to eat pizza or a good thing to wear.
They did a study, didn't they, where they showed people who like Apple responding to the Apple logo, and you get the same reaction in your brain as you do as if you're responding to Christian ideology. I don't mean ideology. Iconography.
Ah.
You have the same reaction to the Apple logo if you're an Apple head or a Mac head as you do to the crucifix.
But you do that to, like, some women do that to expensive bags, and you do that to P. Middy.
Whatever. I made my headphones fall off, so she must be pretty good looking, I suppose. No one else has ever made my headphones fall off. So what's your humdonger?
Fiona McIntosh.
Yeah.
Who's an awful columnist, and I didn't like it. It literally has things about, oh, look, not Pippa Middleton, the other one, Duchess, whatever her name is, wore a high street dress. Oh, and upstage.
Oh, God, yeah, I saw this in the week. Oh, she wore a high street dress to meet the wife of the president.
Still £175. It's exactly. A fucking expensive high street dress.
That's a lot of money for a lot of people.
But yeah, but it's not that out of reach for those who are happy to bankrupt themselves.
Fucking dress.
They've got this whole thing about Cheryl Cole as well. Callous Cal might need the life jacket next.
This is all a massive PR stunt because she would never have got a job in the States because she's got a criminal record. So the papers know this, Simon Cowell knows this, but they're in conjunction to just... Simon Cowell is brilliant at putting stories in the paper to promote his shows, and that's all this is.
But why would she agree to it? Because it makes her look really crap, except that all the media's on her side.
Because she's under contract to him.
Anyway, for those who don't really know what we're talking about Cheryl Cole.
Or Care.
Or Care. We're talking about Cheryl Cole, who went over to do American X Factor... and she's been doing British X Factor, and she was all right, and they sacked her anyway, is basically the story. And Fiona McIntosh has turned that into, Simon Cowell's a misogynist. Oh, he has girlfriends instead of a wife, and several of them.
So you're a misogynist if you have a girlfriend, not a wife?
He has several ones, which if he wants to have several ones, he can have several ones. As long as he's not lying to any of them, I don't see it's any of her business.
I win. Well, no, you win. You had the worst thing. Well, I had Piers Morgan. Whatever.
Oh,
both terrible. It's the end of the world as we know it, or at least the end of the podcast. You know when my headphones fell off? That was really disconcerting, right? It was like being yanked out of the Matrix. I was in the podcast, and I wasn't, and everything was all kind of liquidy, and I was covered in this goo.
I think maybe I've got it wrong. Maybe you're the sperm magnet.
Possibly. So it's time to decide then who has spirit supplements this week.
I'm just thinking now of Theopithetus as a sperm magnet.
Right, I win because I had the better supplements.
Because he'd still try and look cool.
Wow, you're not even arguing the point. That means I've won. The Theopithetus would not look cool covered in spunk.
Sperm magnet. I don't need to try. That's really funny.
He'd be sat in his chair covered in spunk, right? Yeah. And he'd be going, why should I give you any of my children's inheritance? And you'd be looking at it and go, you really shouldn't, you're covered in spunk. So the newspaper you should have bought last Sunday was the Mail on Sunday, because it had the better supplements and the worst supplements. So it won the podcast.
It was the best of times, it was the worst of times, and it was covered in spunk.
I win. Izzy didn't put up a fight. That's brilliant. If you want to write to us, please do. It's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. You can leave a message on our Facebook group wall. You can visit our website at sundaysupplement.com. You can Twitter us at SciDone, SIGHDONE, or at Izzy_Lawrence, SIZI_LAWRENCE. Or you can leave us a review on iTunes. Or you can go see Izzy at the Oxfridge.
Yeah, do that. So I just had that horrible thing where I went to the supermarket early, obviously, to buy my paper and stuff. And I was just thinking, oh no, did I take the shopping out the back of my car? One of my deep-rooted fears is to open a boot and in there is to be dead shopping.
Dead shopping. Tell you what, we'll leave it as a cliffhanger, right? So you've got to say, oh no, did I leave the shopping in the boot? And I'll do a dramatic edit so we'll cut to music and it will be to be continued. You ready?
Oh, shut up, Simon. Let's just go home.
Bye. Our theme tune is Got Carter by George Wood and is used with kind permission.